Well, hello there. How are you? Nice to have your company today for GSFM. As you can hear, there's a slight improvement in the throat. I'm not going to dwell on it, but just keep you up to date as we go along. Oh yes, I've got to tell you some great news as well. I don't know if you're a Formula One fan, motor racing fan. Well, I am, and everybody at International Headquarters is. And so as a result of that, we're loading up the GSFM outside broadcast unit, and we are taking ourselves, our servers, our ISDN lines, our satellite dishes, and everything to Silverstone next weekend. And GSFM will be broadcast live from Silverstone from the Formula One Grand Prix there. Now, more details to come on that next week. So I'm all excited about that, you can imagine. Now, what else have I got to tell you? It's Friday, so with a bad throat, we'll chance it and we'll go, I said I'll pay for that now until Tuesday. Let's see how we're doing. 1867 on this day, Canada became an independent dominion. In 1909, Thomas Edison began commercially manufacturing his new A-type alkaline storage batteries. 1916, the massive Allied offensive known as the Battle of the Somme began on this date. And the battle was the first one to use tanks. In 1961, the first community air raid shelter was built. The shelter was in Boise, Idaho, had a capacity of 1,000 people, and family membership was sold for $100. In 1963, the US Postmaster introduced the five-digit zip code. I didn't realise it was that new. 1963. 1969 on this day, Britain's Prince Charles was invested as the Prince of Wales. 1979, Sony introduced the Walkman. And the rest, as they say, is history. And in 1997 on this day, the sovereignty over Hong Kong was transferred from Britain to China. Britain had controlled Hong Kong as a colony for 156 years. So there we go. Just some of the stories making headlines on this, the 1st of July, down through the years. Let's have a look and see who's celebrating birthdays today, shall we? Well, Pauline O'Neill is a GSFM friend for a while now, and she celebrates her birthday today. A very happy birthday to you today, Pauline. And I also see on Facebook that Costello Estate Agents in Ennis are celebrating 57 years in business today. So congratulations and well done to everybody at Costello Estate Agents in Abbey Street in Ennis. Now, who else shares birthdays? Well, Thomas Andrew Dorsey, otherwise known as Tommy Dorsey, 1899. Estee Lauder was born in 1908. Olivia de Havilland, the actress, was born in 1916, and she was the heiress in Gone with the Wind. Kind of a coincidence, because yesterday we marked the anniversary of the publishing of Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. Jamie Farr, whom I used to enjoy immensely as Klinger in MASH, was born on this day in 1934. Debbie Harry, 1945. Trevor Eve, wonderful actor, 1951. Dan Aykroyd was born in 52. Princess Diana, or Diana Spencer, was born in 1961. Pamela Anderson in 1967. And soccer player Ruud van Nistelrooy was born on this day in 1976. There's a lot in today's GSFM, isn't there? Yes, indeed there is. Helping the throat, no end. Nobody guessed or even came close to our mystery voice yesterday. Take a listen and see if you can identify this man, please.
Nobody invites me.
Nobody invites me. I still think it's very sad.
Nobody invites me.
Any idea who you think that man might be? If you do, we'd love to hear from you. Now, before we do our useless fact for today, there's a couple of things that I have to do. Firstly, Kathy Davis in the UK sent me an email via the website, and she said, "Ger, I bought two chickens, Bobby and Felicity, a few weeks ago. The morning after I bought them, I had two eggs. Now, each morning, I only get one egg. How can I find which one is laying the egg? Is one of them a boy? Or separate them? Or do something?" Anyway, the GSFM listeners will be able to solve that for us, I would think, no problem. So please, GSFM listeners, help us solve that, if you wouldn't mind. Also, can I say hello to Derek O'Brien. Derek, I popped in to say hello to you yesterday, and I'm sorry I didn't get to do that because you were away on the day, and I'll catch up with you very soon. I promise you I will. Anyway, he wants me to say hi to Jessica Keegan, and Jessica is taking part in the Limerick Lady Contest in the Woodlands House Hotel in Adair. So Jessica, the very best of luck to you from Derek O'Brien and all of us here at GSFM. Our useless fact today: 66% of wedding cards are hand-delivered by people. But that'll make sense, I suppose, you bring it on the day of the wedding or whatever. But yeah, interesting that 33% or 34% of people decide to get them to the bride and groom in other ways. So there we go. Anyway, tomorrow, twins, triplets and so on. More details on tomorrow's GSFM. In the meantime, enjoy Fridays. Thank you for your company today. I do hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed presenting it. And I look forward to your company tomorrow. Until then, from me, Ger Sweeney, and everybody at International Headquarters. Bye-bye now.